Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to be looking at another series of CDs. This one comes from the Smithsonian Institute, and it's called the Smithsonian American Songbook.
We've actually shortened the title from what you see on the front cover of the CD. It says, Smithsonian Collection of Recordings, American Songbook Series, and then the name of the composer, and a picture of the composer on a pastelish kind of background. They have blurred out anything that might be a location like a nightclub or Sardi's or something like that. And then on the back, when you turn the CD over, you find you've got quite a bit of music. In the case of the Cole Porter CD, it's over 70 minutes of music. And the selections, there are 23 of them, include things you'd expect, and some recorded versions you might not expect. The CD opens with Cole Porter himself singing Anything Goes, and included in the selections are Mary Martin singing My Heart Belongs to Daddy, the song which established her as a Broadway voice, and Marlena Dietrich singing The Laziest Gal in Town, a song Cole Porter wrote for an Alfred Hitchcock film. The CD ends with a selection from an original cast recording from the 1960s, a recording of Anything Goes featuring Eileen Rodgers and Hal Linden. But in between 1 and 23, there are some very interesting recordings. Some of them were new to me. The first selection is by Ethel Waters, a surprising choice to sing Miss Otis Regrets. The song comes from a musical from London called Hi Diddle Diddle, and that appeared in 1934. Originally, this song was sung by a rather stuffy British butler. But here's how Ethel Waters sings Miss Otis Regrets by Cole Porter.
Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets, she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets, she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, Madam, ran to the man who led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets, she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, Madam, they strung her to the willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, Madam, Miss Otis regrets, she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets, she's unable to
to lunch today.
Our first Cole Porter selection was Miss Otis Regrets, sung by Ethel Waters, and all of the CDs in this series have similar numbers. Today, we heard RD-048-03, and we're going to RD-04823 in this program, and there's going to be another one to catch up on some of the numbers we missed today.
Well, let's turn to Ella Fitzgerald for our second Cole Porter song. This one comes from the 1929 musical Wake Up and Dream. It's titled, What Is This Thing Called Love?
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. It's mystery. Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above.
What Is This Thing Called Love, sung by Ella Fitzgerald, and of course that comes from one of her many songbooks, her Cole Porter songbook, some of the best recorded songs from that era.
We're skipping gingerly through this series with only two or three selections from each CD, and picking what we choose was very difficult. We're moving on to Jerome Kern, and our first selection comes from his 1932 musical, Music in the Air. It's a live recording featuring Frank Sinatra and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with The Song Is You.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. Melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? Strange. must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. Of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Our first Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein song was The Song Is You. Frank Sinatra appeared with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra in a live recording.
One of the joys of this series is that they use recordings of sometimes not the mainstream singers that we know about or have heard in other recordings who didn't have the big hits, like our next song, Why Was I Born, which came from Sweet Adeline in 1929. Was originally sung by Helen Morgan, and many people have sung it. On this recording, it's done by Gogie Grant, and Gogie Grant is a performer I primarily know from musicals that my mother bought me at the checkout in supermarkets, those wonderful second and third and fifth casts that they did and sold for about 79 cents. But here's Gogie Grant with Why Was I Born?
Why do I want a thing I daren't hope for? What can I hope for? I wish I knew. You never hear me. I'm a poor fool, but what can I do? Why was I born to love you?
the Jerome Kern volume of the American Songbook from the Smithsonian, you heard Why Was I Born from Sweet Adeline, performed by Gogi Grant.
Our next composer is Johnny Mercer, who wrote lyrics and music depending on the song. We're going to start with one of his pop hits, and it's Day In, Day Out, and that comes from 1939. On this recording, it's done by Helen Ward with Bob Crosby and his orchestra.
Same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day out. Tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you.
First song by Johnny Mercer featured his lyrics to Day In, Day Out. Helen Ward was accompanied by Bob Crosby and his orchestra.
Here's one of those interesting combinations, but it's the version of this song to have. Here are Mary Martin, Bing Crosby, and Jack Teagarden and his orchestra with The Waiter and the Porter and the Upstairs Maid from Birth of the Blues from 1941, with music and lyrics by Johnny Mercer.
As your genial host, may I offer a toast to the wine-buying guest on my right.
Hooray for the wine buyer!
Yes, drag out the cooking sherry for the old colonel. May his bank account grow, heavy laden with dough. May he spend it in here every night.
Every night!
Seeing this night in its glory, you people so loyal, so true, puts me in mind of a story.
Tell us about it, pray do.
The people in the ballroom were stuffy and arty, so I began to get just a little bit afraid. I sneaked into the kitchen, I dug me a party, the waiter
and the porter
and the second story maid.
I peeked into the parlor to see what was a-hatching, in time to hear the hostess suggest a charade.
But who was in the pantry a-laughing and scratching?
Old waiter
and the porter
and the upstairs maid.
When they heard the music that the orchestra played,
the waiter and the porter grabbed a hold of the maid.
Then they all proceeded to go into a clog.
Hot diggity dog.
If ever I'm invited to some fuddy-duddies, I ain't a-gonna watch any harlequinade.
You'll find him in the kitchen applauding his buddies,
the waiter
and the porter
and the upstairs maid.
Well, pardon me, folks, the roast is carved, the wine is served, why you look half-starved.
Pardon me, sir, may we be free?
The kitchen crowd is having a jamboree.
I went and got a dishpan to use as a symbol.
The porter found a regular glass that he played.
The fingers of the waiter were reaching a thimble.
You should have heard the music that the combination made. Marching through the kitchen to the pantry and back. Well, man, you should have seen as we were bowling the jack. Once a half an hour passed without any call.
Jack, we had a ball.
The waltzes and mazurkas, we hate them, we spurn them.
We got a lot of rhythms we want to hear play.
Yes, and we know who to go to when we want to learn them.
The waiter and the porter and the upstairs maid.
Johnny Mercer's The Waiter and the Porter and the Upstairs Maid, featuring Mary Martin, Bing Crosby, Jack Teagarden, and his orchestra.
Johnny Mercer is the lyricist again for our next song, which has an interesting history. It appeared originally in 1902 in a German-language operetta by Paul Linke called Lysistrata. It made its way to Broadway in 1907 in a show called The Girl Behind the Counter. And then Johnny Mercer redid the lyrics for the Mills Brothers, and they're going to present Glowworm.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Fly a fire, glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boevo, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chicks should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with
taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glow and glow.
Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics for that Mills Brothers hit, Glowworm.
Frank Lesser is the next disc to which we're going on this Smithsonian set. And we fought a little bit about what we were going to choose from Frank Lesser, because there's just so much music that we like that he wrote. And we found this rather interesting coupling for this first song. It's a familiar song from Hans Christian Andersen, No Two People, and it was sung by Jane Wyman and Danny Kaye. Here, it's sung by Doris Day and Donald O'Connor.
Never before and never again could
never
anything
before
more romantic
and never again.
Beautiful.
No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in
it's
love.
Incredible. No two people have ever been so in
been
love.
Been so
it's my lovey dove and
this
I. Is unique, the positive peak. We are the most unusual couple on
no
earth.
No two people have ever mooned such a
moon. Moon such a moon.
June such a June.
June such a
spoon
June.
Such a
what
spoon.
He means is that no two people have ever been so in tune.
Been so is my macaroon and I. And when we kiss.
And when we kiss.
And when we kiss.
Well, it's like this.
Well, it's historical. It's hysterical.
Let me tell it.
Well, certainly, darling.
No two people have ever been so in
been
love.
So in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in
it's
love.
It's impossible. No two people have ever been so in
been
love.
Been so
as my
lovey dove
and
this
I.
Is the dream, the very extreme, the sort of a dream you couldn't
well,
imagine.
Well, anyway,
at
no
all.
Two people have ever been so in
been
love.
Been so
as my lovey dove and I. When we kiss.
And when we kiss.
And when we kiss.
Well, it's like this.
Well, it's historical. It's hysterical.
Let me tell it.
Well, naturally, sweetheart.
No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in
it's
love.
Impossible. No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so
as
my lovey
dove
and
I.
This is the cream, the very extreme. The sort of a dream you couldn't
well,
imagine
anyway,
at all.
Well, anyway, no two people have ever been so in
been
love.
Been so as my lovey dove, as my lovey dove, as my lovey dove and I.
From Hans Christian Andersen, that was No Two People. And Ted reminded me that in the film, Zizi Jeanmaire basically kind of talked through the song with Danny Kaye, but when they came to make the album, it was Jane Wyman, and that was the version that was the hit. Here, it was Doris Day and Donald O'Connor. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to some selections from the Smithsonian American Songbook on the Dress Circle.
Frank Lesser started out as a lyricist, but eventually he came to write both the music and the lyrics for some great shows like The Most Happy Fella and How to Succeed in Business. But we're going to one of his film scores for our next song, and it's not sung by Betty Hutton, who originated the song on screen, but here it's sung by Dinah Shore. The song is I Wish I Didn't Love You So, and it was featured in a film called The Perils of Pauline from 1947.
I should have faded long ago. Torture me as long as this. I might be smiling by now with some new tender friend, smiling by now with my heart. When I try, something in that heart says no. You're still there, and I wish I didn't love you so.
The second of our two songs by composer Frank Lesser, for which he also did the lyrics. And the song was I Wish I Didn't Love You So, and it was sung by Dinah Shore.
Lyricist E.Y. Yip-Harburg was the subject for our next CD. We have two pieces. The first he wrote with Vernon Duke, and it comes from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1934. Big hit song, I Like the Likes of You. Performing it is Bobby Short, and if you don't know Bobby Short, that's a shame, but you really have Bobby Short to thank for bringing back so many songs that had been forgotten and doing such an incredible job with them, one of the ultimate piano performers in the cabaret circuit in New York for many years and around the world. Bobby Short with I Like the Likes of You.
Lady, last Saturday, or was it yesterday, I was rehearsing a speech. Really, I think it's a peach. Hope you don't think it's a breach of civilized etiquette. I'm from Connecticut. That is the state that I'm in. I mean, I'm in a mess. What was that speech? Oh, yes. Yes. I like the likes of you. I like the things you do. I mean, I like the likes of you. I like your eyes of blue. I think they're blue, don't you? I mean, I like the likes of you. Oh dear, if I can only say what I mean. I mean, if I could mean what I say. That is, I mean to say that I mean to say that I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you. Thank you. looks are pure deluxe. Looks like I like the likes of you. Looks like I like the likes of you. I mean, I like the likes of you.
Lyrics by E.Y. Harburg, music by Vernon Duke. Bobby Short with I Like the Likes of You from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1934.
Harburg's two biggest hits were the film score for The Wizard of Oz and the stage show Finian's Rainbow, which originated on Broadway in 1947 and has been revived twice since that time. We're going to a song that, when it came out originally, wasn't allowed to be played on some radio stations. We're not going to use the original cast, which included Ella Logan and David Wayne, but we're going to Susanna McCorkle, and we're going to hear her version of The Begat.
The Lord made Eve. He made them both a little bit naive. They lived as free as the summer breeze, without pajamas and without chemise, until they stumbled on the apple trees. Then she looked at him, and he looked at her, and they knew immediately what the world was for. He said, give me my cane. He said, give me my hat. The time has come to begin the begat. So they begat Cain and they begat Abel, who begat the rabble at the Tower of Babel. They begat the Coens and they begat O'Rourke's, and they begat the people who believed in storks. How they begat even more than that. When the begat got to getting under par, they begat the daughters of the D.A.R. They begat the Babbitts of the bourgeoisie, and they begot the misbegotten G.O.P. It was a pleasing to Jezebel, pleasing to Ruth. It pleased the League of Women Shoppers in Duluth. When the movie censors tried the facts to hide, the moviegoers up and multiplied. Soon it swept the world, every land and lingo. It became the rage. It was bigger than bingo. The white began, the red begat, the folks who should have stood in bed begat. The Greeks begat, the Swedes begat, why, even Britishers and Tweeds begat. And lordy, lordy, what the seeds begat. Laps and Lithuanians begat, Scranton, Pennsylvanians begat, strict vegetarians begat, honorary Aryans begat, starting from Genesis they begat, heroes and menaces begat, fat filibusterers begat, income tax adjusterers begat. 'Twas naturaler and naturaler to begat, and sometimes a bachelor he begat. It didn't matter which ways they begat, the sons of habitués begat. So bless them all who go to bat and heed the call of the begat.
lyricist E.Y. Harburg, this time working with composer Burton Lane for a song from Finian's Rainbow. Susanna McCorkle sang The Begat.
Jimmy Van Heusen gave us a large number of wonderful hits over the years, and we have two of them from this CD, featuring Johnny Burke as his lyricist. Here's one of my faves because it really made me wonder for many years. Swingin' on a Star, which comes from Going My Way in 1944 and received the Oscar. Our performer, who else? Bing Crosby, and he's joined by the Williams Brothers Quartet with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
For years, I thought poor little Carrie Moonbeam was a little man who was stuck in a jar at home. Don't laugh, it wasn't until I was 25 that I realized that one was carrying moonbeams home in a jar. Yes. Bing Crosby with the Williams Brothers Quartet with Swingin' on a Star.
Jimmy Van Heusen also had a great number of hits with lyricist Sammy Kahn, but we're going to go back to a lyric by Johnny Burke for Van Heusen's music for a song called But Beautiful. The song appeared in one of the road films starring Bob Hope, Dorothy L'Amour, and Bing Crosby, but this time this 1947 song is sung by Margaret Whiting.
Love is funny. Or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. Thinking I wouldn't mind at all. it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know.
From the score of The Road to Rio by Van Heusen and Burke, Margaret Whiting sang But Beautiful. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Arthur Schwartz is the last composer we'll be looking at on today's program, and he wrote primarily with Howard Dietz and gave us some incredibly memorable music, like this piece. This comes from the musical Inside USA, a review from 1948. The song is called Haunted Heart, and it was one that Ted didn't know, which surprised me. This is another one my mother used to sing while she was doing the dishes and posing oddly at the kitchen sink. Here, however, we don't have my mother singing, which is fortunate for you. We have Buddy Clark and Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra.
In the night, though we're apart, there's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my haunted heart. My lost romance, lips that laugh,
eyes that dance. Haunted heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my haunted heart.
Buddy Clark was the vocalist for Haunted Heart from Inside USA.
The Bandwagon, a review from 1931, was very different on stage than it was on screen. In the stage show, there was a song called Confession, sung by the chorus. But on this recording, we have Judy Holliday.
I never kissed a man before. Oh, isn't that a shame? I never kissed a man before I knew his name. I never had a taste for wine. Oh, isn't that a sin? I never had a taste for wine, for wine can't compare. At last restored, to find that vice can be its own reward. I always go to bed at 10. Oh, isn't that a
Judy Holliday sang Confession from the 1931 review The Bandwagon by Dietz and Schwartz.
Our final song is by Dietz and Schwartz once again, and it's our favorite song from The Bandwagon. Here we have Nanette Fabre, Fred Astaire, and Jack Buchanan to sing Triplets, which originally showed up in the 1938 review Between the Devil.
Unexpected children simultaneously. The doctor brought us, and you can see that we'll be three forever and A-E-I-O. You wouldn't know how agonizing being triple can be. Each one is individually the victim of the clinical day.
E-I-O.
Every summer we go away to Baden, Baden, Baden. Every winter we come back home to Walla, Walla, Walla. We do everything alike, we look alike, we dress alike, we walk alike, we talk alike, and what is more, we hate each other very much. We hate our folks, we're sick of jokes on what an art it is to tell us apart.
If one of us gets the measles,
another one gets the measles,
then all of us gets the measles, and mumps, and croup.
How I wish I had a gun, a widow gun. It would be fun to shoot the other two and be only one.
Mrs. Whiffle-Puffer loves to talk to Mrs. Hildendorfer of the fatal natal day she had her silly Willy.
Mrs. Hassel-Cooper loves to talk to Mrs. Goldenwasser of her major operation when she had her twins.
But when Mother comes along, she silences the others. She accomplished something that is very rare in Mother.
MGM has got a Leo, but Mama has got a trio. She is proud and says three is a crowd.
Alike. We look alike, we dress alike, we walk alike, we talk alike, and what is more, we hate each other very much. We hate our folks, we're sick of jokes on what an art it is to tell us apart. We eat the same kind of victuals, we drink the same kind of bottles, we sit in the same kind of high chair, high chair, high chair.
We close today with our favorite song from the 1953 film version of The Bandwagon, and a song that began its life in 1938 in a review called Between the Devil. That was Triplets, Nanette Fabre, Fred Astaire, and Jack Buchanan.
Now, I know there are at least 23 composers in this series. We've only done 7 today, so there'll have to be at least part 2.
We hope you'll join us next week, however, when we're going to be taking a look at some of the shows that opened on Broadway in the months of July and August. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, a regional service of Mercer County Community College, Trenton, New Jersey.
We hope it was up your alley, no death like you get in Macbeth, no ordeal like the end of Camille. This goodbye brings a tear to the eye. The world is a stage.